Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening to me from. This is the Good Life Podcast with your host, Princess Joy. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about an awesome topic. As you know, I talk about personal finance, personal development, everything to make you live a good life. My guest, I'm having a guest again today. I have a guest who will be sharing with me her experiences as a student and managing her finance. I would leave it to her to introduce herself to you, my esteemed listeners. Remember, the topic is personal finance for students, uni students who actually are Gen Z's. So we'll be hearing their perspective on this particular episode of the podcast. So my dear guest, it's a pleasure to have you here with me. Do well to introduce yourself to my listeners.
Hello, listeners. My name is Ufoma Ojakovo, and I am a Gen Z student here to share my journey and my insights on managing finances as a student, from maybe budgeting your tight allowance to finding ways to save. I'll be talking about my struggles and my strategies that have helped me stay financially afloat while in school. So this episode will offer some practical tips to help you navigate your finances as a student. So happy to be here and discuss. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ufoma, for your wonderful introduction of this topic. Oh, I'm now getting really excited hearing you speak, because I know that we're going to have actionable topics, actionable tips from you as we go along in this program. So now tell me one fun thing about yourself, something fun about you, before we go into the nitty-gritty of it.
Something fun about me. I don't know if this is exactly fun, but one of my favorite hobbies is reading. I really enjoy reading books about family drama and thriller. It's just very exciting to me. Not fun for most people, but it's very stimulating. Stimulates my mind, and that's something I really enjoy.
It's good to read, because when you read, it opens your mind to the world, and the possibilities are endless. So it is something fun about you. I love it. So now, what's has initially inspired you to start thinking about managing your finances as a student? What initially inspired you to do that?
Well, the need to manage my finances as a student first hit me when I noticed how quickly my allowance was running out. I realized that, you know, constantly relying on my parents for every unexpected expense, whether it was for class materials or maybe transport, it wasn't ideal. While I know that they're always willing to help, I felt that as a young adult now in university, I felt that it was important for me to take responsibility for my finances. And I just wanted to be more independent and secure, and just understanding that managing my money was a good step forward towards my independence. And I just didn't want to struggle with unexpected expenses. And I felt that getting my financial knowledge would help me feel more secure and manage my spending properly.
Thank you very much for that response. You wanted to be responsible. I like it when young Gen Z adults say they want to be responsible. Really, when you're responsible, it means that people can rely on you to always do something right. So thank you very much for That's your response. So was there any specific moment or situation that made you to realize the importance of financial planning?
Yeah, yes, there was this specific moment while I was studying economics. I always needed a calculator to do, you know, subjects like microeconomics and econometrics. So there was a day that my calculator stopped working, and I recently bought the calculator during, I think, Christmas or Easter holiday, and it stopped working. And this was a scientific calculator, which was pretty expensive then, and it's more expensive now probably. So while I could have been able to afford a new one at the time, I would have had to, you know, cut back on my lunches every day. So this situation made me take like a 360 degree look at my finances. It just made me understand how unpredictable expenses can throw off my entire budget. And I realized how crucial it was to have savings for emergency and the importance of financial planning.
Thank you very much for that response. I just imagine what it will mean like, it will be like to, for your calculator to stop working as an economic student. I mean, you can't do without your calculator. Yes. It would have been a really tough time at that moment.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And you just mentioned something about, you know, really planning your finances. And I would like to know, as a student, what are your sources of income?
Okay. Well, as a student, my primary source of income was my monthly allowance from my family, from my parents. And, you know, from a part-time job that I had on weekends, but I'd say the most viable primary source was from my parents, and the weekend jobs were like no pocket money to satisfy my little wants and my little needs.
I know, apart from your parents, you also get money from uncles, aunties, who just yes. see you and say, oh, for my, yeah, you know, okay, just take this £10, take this £20. Do you get that sometimes?
Yes.
And if you get those, what do you do? Do you then go ahead and splurge on yourself, or you include it as part of what you need to budget for?
Before I, you know, knew about financial planning, I would definitely have spent everything immediately as it got into my hand. But now that I'm more aware of, you know, budgeting and everything, I would keep like 70% of it and spend 30% of it. So that was a big change as well for me.
Okay. Do you also track your expenses? Do you track to know what you're spending your money on?
Yes, to keep track of my income and my expenses, I used to rely on this app called CalorieWise. It was a really good app for, you know, savings and investments. But during my NYSC, while I had more of like a stable income from, you know, the corporate allowance, it was an extremely reliable way for me to track my expenses, save a portion of my salary on payday. They had this automatic system. During the last time of the month, they would take a portion that I set out myself. And it was just really easy for me to use. It was beginner friendly, and it helped me stay on top of my finances. But also, this may seem a bit old school, but sometimes I use Excel to manage my daily spending. I find it just, you know, helpful to monitor some specific areas of my expenses by imputing, you know, my purchases and to see what's going out and identify areas that, you know, I need to cut back on, like transport or entertainment. So it just helps me stay more accountable and make easier adjustments when I notice overspending. It's very simple and effective.
Carry Wise, another app. I haven't heard of that, but now that you have mentioned it, perhaps I should look into it and probably check the Google Store or the App Store for it. Currently, yeah. I use the spending app tracker to track my own expenses, but it's good that you have mentioned this. We are not advertising for them, but we are just letting our listeners know what they can use for them to gain a foothold on their finances. So now, do you have any specific budgeting method that you follow? So when you track your expenses, you need to also budget for some things. Like, as you said, you budget, you maybe you want to, as a student, you want to go to watch movies with your friends, you know, you want to buy a dress, anything. Yeah. So, or you want to buy food. Do you have any budgeting system that you follow? And can you just let us know how you go about budgeting?
Yes. When I started my financial journey, I used to make use of the, you know, the 50, 30, 20 generic method of budgeting, which is, if you don't know, it's like 50% towards essentials like food, 30% yeah. towards your wants, 20% yes. towards your savings or emergencies. So that was what yes, I used yes, to use I when that. I started. Yes.
Okay.
But now, you know, because of my priorities, I've tweaked it to fit my financial situation and what I want to prioritize. So now okay. I'm allocating like 40% towards my savings and emergencies. Ooh. I've cut down drastically on my wants to about 10%. and then my you know, my necessities. So I believe that you just need to tweak your budget according to your situation so that it can help you achieve your financial goals more effectively and quicker.
Okay. I like that. Really, a budget is not cast in stone. You have to tweak yes. it, monitor it, evaluate it, make changes when necessary. At the end of the day, as far as you have a plan, you have a budget, you have clarity, you can evaluate it, then you are good to go. Well done, Ufoma. You're really doing great managing your finance as a student. Now, I want to ask you this. Yeah. Okay. Do you have any debts, such as maybe student loans that you have taken, or your parents are financing your education 100%?
Yeah. I've been fortunate enough to not have any loans. My parents have been financing my education, so I've never taken out a loan in my life. But okay. However, I do understand the importance of being cautious when it comes to taking any form of debt. If I ever need
What about credit card? Like overspending on your credit card? Maybe do you do that?
No.
Do you even have credit card?
No, I only have a debit card. I don't have any experience with, you know, debt or credit cards. But I do know the importance of these things, like your loans and your credit cards, rather. I know that it's very, very important to fully understand the terms and conditions before committing. I know nowadays when you want to do something, you just quickly agree to the terms and conditions and you don't even read it. But when it comes to things like loans and your debts, anything that has to do with your finances, you should always be clear. It's crucial for you to understand before committing. It's also good to know the clear repayments plan in place so that you're not caught up in any situation where you can't pay back and you owe and the interest is just accruing. So being aware of the risks and not rushing into any financial situation that you're not sure if you can deal or not would be crucial. So always make informed decisions so you don't end up in a position where you're struggling to get out of a debt trap.
Oh, debt trap. I like that word. So now, Ufoma, let me ask you one question. If you and your friends go for an outing, maybe you have three or four girls going out for a girls' evening out, will you pay for all of them, or you ask all of them to pay for themselves and you pay yours?
Discussions like this are meant to be had before, but I think it would be okay if everyone pays for themselves. Maybe if I'm feeling, like Father Christmas and I can afford it, then I could. But I feel like all my friends were all students and we're all trying, we all have a different financial situation. And when we go out, we are aware of the financial situations that we're in. So we take that into consideration to what we're doing, so we don't go over our budget.
Okay, wise student, spending wisely. Yeah. Okay, so now let's talk about savings. As a student, do you need to save money either for you want to, maybe go on holiday, you want to purchase a particular item? Do you save as a student?
Yes, I do save as a student. I save regularly. I always try to set aside, for my weekly allowance or my job or something. Before I start spending, I always think of it as a top priority to put my savings in place and just, cut back on my essentials and to, focus on my savings. So that for my short term or my long term goals, if I any money that I have would go towards them, so that I'm just being mindful of where my money goes and just to prioritize my savings so that I can achieve the goals that I want, like going out on a trip or something like that.
Okay, that's good. So, what advice will you give to students who want to start saving, but they feel that they don't have enough? Maybe their parents don't give them enough, or because during school time you cannot work for more than a particular number of hours, you don't really get enough, so you cannot save. What advice will you give to them based on your wonderful experience?
One simple advice I would give to students would be to you can still would be you can still save even if you don't have like a steady source of income. Before I always thought that I'll start saving when I have like a full-time job or when I'm more secure. But you can start saving at any time. You can start saving today. It may not be as much as you would like to save, but a little goes a long way. My top tip would just be to avoid spending recklessly. Try to create a budget and just save any extra cash that you have. Just set it aside, and before you know, 1 month has gone by, you've already saved 10,000 naira, and by full year, your savings would be more than you ever expected it to be. So you're just building the habits, and as time goes on, it becomes easier to save.
Yes, and as the saying goes, your habits makes you. So if you learn how to save, even when you don't have enough, when you have enough, you will save more than enough.
Yes.
Yeah. So start small and then you will build the muscle, and it will become natural to you when you have enough to save. So now we are trying to wind up this podcast session now. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed guests, esteemed listeners, I've been talking to Ufoma about personal finances, managing your finances as a student, financial planning as a student. So now, Ufoma, what are some resources that you will recommend, you know, maybe the ones that you have used that are helpful, that can help students like you with financial planning? So my question again, are there any resources like books, like apps, like websites, you know, that you will recommend, that you have used and you will recommend to students like you to use in their financial planning?
Yes, I have a couple of recommendations. Like I mentioned already, CowrieWise, it's a great app for automated savings and investments. So you don't, it's automated and you can set the amounts that you want to save at all times. And there are different forms of, you know, low risk and high risk investments that you can choose based on your own personal preferences. And there are different savings groups that you can join for people in, for students as well, so that you can just build the habit of saving. And for books, I'd say, you know, the very popular Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. It's a good introduction to financial literacy and the importance of saving, of assets and liabilities, to just get a good background of where to start from. And a good blog or website I'd also like to mention is The Financial Diet. It's a blog that, you know, provides easy to understand financial advice for young adults and students. And if you're into podcasts, there are several podcasts like The Daily
The Good Life podcast with Princess.
And like The Good Life podcast that offers, you know, good advice for people, especially in, you know, managing your money effectively. And that's what everyone wants to do, just to plan our money, to save and to invest. So that's my little advice. Thank you.
Oh, for my, that is definitely not little. Anybody who is wise, any student who is wise and listens to you right now, will immediately take that step and just, even if it's just one of those tips they can imbibe, I'm sure that's financial freedom. They will achieve it in no time. Read blogs, read The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right? Robert Kiyosaki. Use the CowrieWise app to manage your finances. I mean, those are really very good tips. Join a group. You know, those days, they call it osusu, where a group of people come together, pull their funds together, you know, to save. I'm happy that it's still something that the Gen Zs can also look out for, because it has been an age-old, long culture of people to do this kind of savings. So now, a final word from you, Ufoma, to my listeners. What would just be your last word to my listeners who have listened to you so intently today?
Okay. My last words would be, remember, it's always important to be mindful about your spending. Try your best to save consistently, regardless of how much you have. One step can go a long way, just taking the first step today. And by the end of this year, it's November now, in December of this year, you can already see a great improvement. And just make your money work for you. And listen to the podcast so that you can build your financial knowledge and just keep growing. And thanks for listening. And I wish you all the best in your financial journey.
Thank you very much, Ufoma. Thank you, my listeners. I will say that we are gradually winding down 2024. This is the time to once again reflect on your financial journey. How have you done? There's always room to make amends. If you haven't done right, go back. The best time to start was yesterday, but the next best time is now. Plan your finances, track your expenses, and ensure that every dime that you're spending, you have planned for it. I want to appreciate you, Ifeoma, for joining my podcast today. It's a pleasure having you. I have learned quite a lot, and I know my listeners have done the same as well. I look forward to having you join us next time when we invite you. So, my listeners, this is the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. Please follow me on Instagram and on LinkedIn. I'll be here again to share with you another very interesting, motivating, and wholesome topic next time. Thank you and bye.